to let you know that on Saturday is Deborah's birthday.
Yay! You forgot.
Oh, you want to forget.
Good job Bruce didn't then. This coming Saturday. Yeah. Okay. Whoop. Wait. Oh. I haven't even looked at this yet.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Deborah. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah. Wonderful. Catching me up, Deborah.
Ginny's going to welcome our visitors.
I am. So, yeah, it's good morning, everyone. It's great to be here as always, and lovely to welcome Angel and Joe. And already got things in common here. So it's just great that you could be with us this morning. And we'll be obviously praying for Brian later, yeah. Bless him, Brian's son passed away on Tuesday, so yeah, but we're here together as family, right? Bless you. So, but we're going to start with certainly one we know that Brian likes, but the first one we're going to sing, I'm going to pray in a moment, but we're looking at the message of home. We're looking at the message of home, and in verse 2 of Be Thou My Vision, it says, Be thou my wisdom, be thou my true word, I ever with thee, and thou with me, Lord. Thou my great Father, and I thy true Son, thou in me dwelling, and I with thee one. And that's home, but Bruce will say more about that later. So let's pray. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you that we are family wherever we are. And we welcome Joe and Angel with us as sisters in Christ this morning. And Lord, we're family when we lose loved ones. And we thank you for Brian and we thank you for David. And Lord, be with their family these coming weeks and months. And Lord, for Rita and Sarah not with us today, be with them, Lord, in all that they're doing. And thank you for each and every one of us. And thank you that we can come and worship you in spirit and in truth, one family, with one Father, Abba Father. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Save them, the ones. Come on, it is all in the day.
We're going to sing Precious Time, and the bridge in this says, Your Holy Spirit dwells within us on the good days and the bad. Your promise is to move within us with your power, strength, and love. So, my most precious time.
So we come to our Lord in prayer, and we know that not only does he love to hear our prayers, but he loves to be with us, and he loves to be able to do within his will all that we might hope or ask. So let us come to the Lord in believing prayer. Let us pray. We thank you, dear Lord, for every new day. We know that we can experience, and no matter what happens, each day brings. Well, we know, Lord, that
despite all that might be, you will be with us always. We thank you for our family here in this church. And today we pray for each and every member of our fellowship. Especially today, we pray for Stuart and for Jean. We pray for Brian and his family. We pray for John and Margaret. We pray for Pat Edmonds and her family. We pray for Maureen Sims and her family. We ask that you, Lord, will be all that is needed in these families at this time. We have all been born into this world, but we know that we can be born again when we truly accept Jesus as our Saviour. We acknowledge that salvation comes by grace. It is not by good works or by anything that we can do. We do not deserve it and we cannot earn it. We know that it is your gift, O Lord, to all who come to you in repentance and faith. So, our special prayer now is for all to be born again into this wonderful relationship. And then, Lord, help us by the power of the Spirit to share your love and the fantastic gift of salvation with those who do not know you, so that they too may be born again as they seek to know and to serve you. And we offer ourselves, Lord, as your disciples. Help us, Lord, that we might be your servants. Help us that we might honour you in all that we do. Lord, we thank you because you are such a wonderful God. We thank you because we know that you've heard our prayers. We thank you that you know each one of us that is here now. We know that you love us. We know that you want the best for us. And we rejoice, Lord, in knowing you. And we put our trust in you, both now and always. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And isn't it good to know that our Jesus brings us peace at these difficult times? And we're going to sing, "Peace like a river, love like a mountain. The wind of your Spirit is blowing everywhere."
Wind of your Spirit
No. Thank you.
Bible reading comes from John 14, verses 15 to 27. If you love me, you will obey what I command. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you, and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him. Then Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said, But Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus replied, If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid.
So we're going to sing, Come, Let Us Sing of a Wonderful Love. And verse 4 says, Come to my heart, O thou wonderful love, come and abide. Lifting my life till it rises above envy and falsehood and pride, seeking to be lowly and humble, a learner of thee.
Tender and true.
I share with you the Lord's word for today. I just want to share with you concerning all that's happened recently. We were very, very sad to hear that David had passed on, and we've been very much in prayer for you, Brian. We think too of your own daughter and your daughter-in-law, yes? And all close family and friends. So I want to ask you, what day is it? Friday or Saturday? Sorry? Oh, Tuesday the 20th, right, sorry. So, we need very much, I think, to bear the family, Brian in particular, in prayer concerning that time. I also want to ask you to remember Pat Edmonds, and her sister, Maureen Sims. Both were very close, of course. It was Pat's husband, Ernie. Ernie, who was a friend of the church here in the early days, but much more known for his act as one of the chaplains in our local Torbay hospital. Maureen, if you'd been there, you would have seen that Maureen has lost her hair, because she too has had cancer. And she's bearing up strong, but Maureen was the wife of Ernie Sims. And Ernie Sims was the one that, with me, persuaded the authorities and the residents in the Willows that there should be a church here. That goes back to 2005. And I know this. I know how much support I got from Ernie Sims and my friends. There's no help in a man that's not supported by his wife. And so I know that Maureen supported Ernie very much in the beginning of this fellowship here. So I want you to think a lot about both Maureen and Pat, because I believe they desperately need our prayers and our support. We thank God that some years ago now, Ernie went to be with his Lord, and we thank God that Ernie Edmonds is now with his Lord in glory. But it does leave the two ladies and their families, and I ask you to remember Pat and Maureen particularly, and also to remember Brian. Not an easy time. And we want to assure you, Brian, that you will be there and you will be under our prayers. God bless you. Right, we come to the word. What I said when we finished the series at the end of July was that I'm looking at the Lord, and if that word came into my mind, I would follow that word and see what the Lord wanted. And the word that I had here today was the word home. And I must admit, when I first saw it, I thought, oh dear, what's the Lord going to say to me about the word home? Well, here it comes. John 14, verse 23. Jesus said, if anyone loves me, they will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Now, Jesus has a great deal to say in his ministry about the Holy Spirit. Because, of course, without the Spirit, we cannot live the Christian life as God requires of us. So we must know who the Holy Spirit is, what he does, and how he does it. The Holy Spirit is given special names by Jesus in this particular passage that we read together. A, he calls him another comforter. He also calls the Spirit of Truth. So first of all then, as the comforter, the Spirit comes alongside us, both to strengthen us and to encourage us. As the Spirit of Truth, the Spirit uses God's word to inspire us and to enlighten us so that we can understand God's word more fully. The Spirit of Truth uses the word of truth to guide us into the very will of God. You know, we can say, oh, I don't know what God wants. I don't know what God's will is. Well, there you are, my friends. The Spirit of Truth uses the very word of truth to guide us into the will and the work of God. So we can't say we don't know what God's will is. We can't say we don't know what God wants us to do. Because if we rely both on God's word, and if we rely on the work of the Spirit within us, the Spirit who's made his home in our lives, then of course we're not going to know what God wants. But if the Spirit really dwells in us, we will know, and we will not only know, but we will have the strength to do whatever God requires of us. So, the Holy Spirit lives in the believer. It is a gift from the Father in answer to the prayer of his Son, Jesus. Now, during his earthly ministry, Jesus had guided, guarded, and taught his disciples. But then, of course, he was going to leave them. And when he left them, the Holy Spirit came then to live, to dwell, to make his home in every true believer. Of course, the Spirit had been here on earth before. He had empowered men and women in the Old Testament to complete God's work. However, during the Old Testament age, the Holy Spirit would come on people and then leave them. When the Holy Spirit was given, however, at Pentecost, he was given to God's people to remain with them forever. You know, that was the promise that Jesus said, wasn't it? That when I return, the Father will send to you the gift of the Holy Spirit. And even though we may grieve the Spirit will not leave us. He's made his home with us. The believer's body is the temple of the Spirit, as we are reminded in 1 Corinthians 6. So, my friends, if the believer's body is the temple of the Spirit, what we do with the body affects the indwelling of the Spirit, and that should challenge us. The world cannot receive the Spirit because the world lives by sight and not by faith. But to know the Spirit dwelling within, you have to know Jesus. Of course, I knew the Spirit before he came to live with me, because it was the Spirit that convicted me of my sin and of my need of a Saviour. But that was one very powerful incident. But from then on, once I accepted the Lord, once I accepted Jesus as my Saviour, then the Spirit came to live within. And what was a shy and rebellious person became a changed person. Not because of me, but because of the power of the Spirit within. There is no need for us to have a troubled heart, because we have the very Spirit of God dwelling in us. And as a result, we can enjoy God's love, because the love of God is shed widely in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. You know, friends, we have God's gift of peace. Praise God, because the Holy Spirit makes his home in us. He will not leave us. He will work in and through us. He will do things that we would never have imagined were possible. I know from my own testimony that without the Spirit, I would be useless. And when I was first told that I was to lead a service in a local hospital, I said, "You've got no chance. I can't do that." But I'd already accepted Jesus, and to my astonishment, I should have known, shouldn't I? Because the Holy Spirit was already dwelling in me. But to my astonishment, my lips opened and I spoke the word. And even then, there was a patient who shouted at me at the end and tried to deny something that I'd said. And out of my lips came a verse in scripture that at that time I hadn't known, but it quietened the lady. And then what happened? The senior nurse in that ward came and supported me and said, "Thank you, Pastor." I couldn't believe it, but that was the Holy Spirit living within. Let us never fear, because the Spirit will not leave us. He dwells. He's made his home in the life of all true believers. praise God. Amen.
That's really good news. So we're going to sing Spirit of God, unseen as the wind, gentle as is the dove. Teach us the truth and help us believe. Show us the Saviour's love. And following this, we'll have communion.
Church, not the table of the pub, but the table of the Lord. Let us come because Jesus loves us. He died on the cross for us. Let us come and meet the risen Lord Jesus, for not only did he die, but he rose from the dead and is alive forevermore. Come, let us bring our concerns and our problems to him and believe that he will deal with them for us. Come, like the disciples, to do whatever the Lord requires of us. Let us come with thankful hearts. Let us come in humility and let us go in confidence because Jesus is the Lord. So we give thanks for the bread and the wine. The bread and wine which are but symbols of Christ's body given for us. Let us pray. Lord, we would remember when you met with your disciples in the upper room. We remember that on that occasion you gave the bread, you gave the wine, and you said, "Do this in remembrance of me." And so, dear Lord, we take the bread, we take the wine, and we thank you for the wonderful sacrifice that you have made on our behalf. Praise you, O God, Father, Son, and Spirit. Amen. We remember that Jesus took the bread, he broke it, and he said, "Take it, eat, this is my body which is given for you." This said Jesus, "Do in remembrance of me." We take the bread and we eat it as it's served. But when we get the cup, we wait until we've all been served and then we drink together. So, Graham. Thank you. We also remember that Jesus took the cup. He said, "This cup is given so that you may drink it in remembrance of me." Must have been wonderful, wasn't it, when Jesus took the cup and when he said, "Take, drink. For this, remember, my special blood will be given for you." Because it hadn't been given at that time, had it? But Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me." And we have been doing that ever since. And so, we remember Jesus said, he took the cup and he said, "This cup is the new covenant sealed by my blood. Whatever you do," he said, "drink it in memory of me." Deborah, would you like to come? So we retain the cup so that we might all drink together when we've all been served. Thank you. precious, the very precious blood of Jesus was shed for us. Let us drink and be truly thankful. Now a final prayer. Let us go to our families and friends and to our homes, knowing that our Lord goes with us. Let us go in peace, loving and serving our Lord. And may the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with us all, both now and forever. Amen.
I'm going to sing, I Serve a Risen Saviour, which is also known as He Lives, He Lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart.
I see His hand on me.
gather together as we normally do. We say the grace together. May
the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And now, if you're free, we do coffee.